Last weekend was the first actual weekend of summer, an event barely noticed by many who've been barbecuing, swimming, and gardening since Memorial Day. Plenty of people do celebrate the longest day of the year in a more traditional way, and we're talking traditions that stretch back thousands of years. Carolyn Clay Young hosted a fire ceremony to welcome the solstice in the backwoods of Wentworth, New Hampshire, with a small but diverse group of revelers. Word of mouth Molly Donahue was there and brought back this audio postcard.
The fire ceremony, the way that I do it, comes from the Caro shaman in the high mountains of Peru through the Laika tradition. I first was introduced to that by the Four Winds Society, which is a school for energy medicine, and they teach shamanism. It starts by everyone gathering around the fire, and then the shaman calls in the four directions, the south, the west, the north, the east, and then also Mother Earth and Father Sky. And then everyone begins to chant and rattle or drum, and the fire is lit and begins to burn.
Actually, I'm just a guy who likes rocks. I don't like puzzles, but I love stone walls, and I build all my stone walls. The concept was she wanted a fire pit. It was big, was in the ground, so I just took four big rocks and made the four directions, north, south, east, and west, built a stone wall around the outside, dug a big hole in the middle, built the fire pit, filled it in with crushed stone.
The process of a fire ceremony is to blow intentions of things that you would like to release from your life and things that you would like to bring into your life into a stick that you place in the fire, and the fire allows that energy of those intentions to be released up into the universe.
Actually, we never even thought about the ceremony when we did the fire pit. It is what came out of just doing it without thinking about what you're doing. It just happened. We live in Wentworth, New Hampshire at Wild Trillion Makers.
Right.
It's a little dirt driveway off a little dirt road out in the middle of nowhere, out in the mountains, nice and quiet. Really like it here.
Yeah.
It's one of those places in America where you see more bears than people most of the time.
And that audio postcard produced by our intern, Molly Donahue. And as we're marking changes in the seasons, don't forget that word of mouth is also making a change. Beginning on Monday, we'll be airing at 2. That's before the new expanded Here and Now and right before Fresh Air. There's more word of mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.